to rebuild the wall. They had built the wall to the middle part of the wall. Says that there is too much rubble for them to build. I mean, imagine, I'm not going to say this. I mean, every time I have to mention World Trade Center, there is a lot of emotions that are in there. I understand a lot of people lost their life. But imagine when the towers of Twin Tower came down, there was so much rubble around there. It took so many months to clear all the rubble, and glory to God. Isn't it awesome when you go there now, the work that has gone on over there? So imagine the walls of Jerusalem down, and there's so much rubble, they've built it all the way to the halfway, and then Judah gets up. Judah is the tribe of Judah is known to be the tribe that was supposed to be strong, and God commissioned them to be very strong, very fit people. They were the ones really doing the hard work, and they come and say that they can't do it anymore. There's too much rubbish for them to clear. Now, what is going on here? Discouragement from within. We are doing the work. It's going on. We are fatigued. We are tired. And it looks like we can't really do the work. This discouragement is rather coming from within. This time, it's not the attack of the enemy coming from outside. But from within, people are getting discouraged. People are getting discouraged. Nehemiah and the Jews rebuilding Jerusalem had been standing strong in the face of attack. But now that the rubble, the rebuilding work is at the halfway point and war is almost continuous, special challenges arise. The strength of the laborers are now dying out. And this is real about human living. There is so much that we want to do. There is so much God has access to do. And some of us, we've been Christians for how long? And we want to live our life for the Lord Jesus Christ. There are things we want to work out. There are things we want to do. And after a while, you get to a point and you get discouraged. Is this God thing really real? Is this holy living really real? Is Jesus for real? Is it true? And we start to question, is this achievable? Is this actually achievable? And even as I've come in here, I've been encouraging all of us that we are going to rebuild. We are having our own special, our own personal reflection on our lives, where we're going, what God is doing in our life. And we are hoping that when we have been reconnected with God rightly, we can now be able to step out to be a blessing in our community. And some of us might come to this point and think, is this really achievable? I mean, West Housing Christian Center have been here and not been known by our neighbors for how long? Is this possible? Is this, we like it the way we are. It's too much work to do. Let's get up. Let's come and pray. Look, how long have we been praying and things are still the same? The tribe of Judah was supposed to be the strongest tribe, but they were fatigued. They were tired. And so they started making complaints. And the things they were saying will kill the spirit of the other people. I mean, if the people who are supposed to be doing the hard work, the strong ones amongst us, are saying they are tired, if the leaders around here are saying, look, it's not possible, I'm not going to support this vision, then what do you expect somebody who is not a leader to do? If the board members here are saying, look, this guy's vision is unachievable, so forget it. We're not. I don't want to be concerned. I'm not going to play my role. I'm not going to do anything. It is normal for human beings to get to that place when we don't see a lot, what we believe, what we are being told coming to pass. It's easy to think it's not possible. But the word here is that we continue to be strong. We continue. There was so much rubbish. There was so much. It was very difficult because it is normal. They were doing the work, but still there was a lot of work to do. They had to clear the rubbish. And you see, most of the time, it is easy to collect, for rubbish to pile up. in our home, I mean, I'm the guy that will stand by the sink and wash the dishes. And so you take one plate, you do your sandwich, you put it down, right? You go and do something else. Then you're hungry, so you come, you take a cup, you drink water, and you put it down. Before you realize, your sink is packed with dishes to wash. It's so easy to accumulate. It's so easy to accumulate. I'm the guy that doesn't like wasting money. And so, by God's grace, we live in a community where some people see certain things as rubbish. And I come to the area where we put our rubbish, and I look at it, and I'm like, oh, man, this thing cannot be rubbish. Who has come to... And I'll look around and just pick it. And my wife, who is British, with a British lifestyle character, she will always be like, why do you bring people's rubbish into our house? And then after a while, she's like, this is all clutter. Look, all these things. Look, the place is so much clutter. You have so much rubbish here. I like collecting. And she's like, get rid of them. Take them back. And it's easy. We as human beings, we are collecting things. Everywhere we go, we collect things. The things we hear, the gates of our life, the things we see, the things we hear, the things we smell, the things we taste, the things we feel, are all access of things coming into our being, our human being. The five senses of life. And so everywhere we go, we are collecting. As a human being, people gossip, you collect. You hear stuff, you keep it. And so now you've become this human being with a lot of toxic, and you're trying to work on it. We are trying to obey the word of God, to live a humble life, to be obedient people. We're trying to be holy people and all that. But we've lived years of life a certain way. And then now we've come to this place in our life where we need to get rid of them. And sometimes it is not easy. It's not easy to stop hearing gossip. It's not easy to stop being arrogant and proud. It is not easy to stop being jealous. It is not easy, if you're living with any form of addiction, to leave it behind. Sexual addiction is not easy. And that is why I always say, young people, I want to speak to you here. If you're here and people talk about things on the internet that you can go and watch, youth, people are talking about things you can watch, things you can do. You know, the best thing is don't try it. The best defense you have, keep your innocence. Because the moment you try it, it becomes something you cannot get rid of. It starts with, oh, that thing is tasteful. I want to try it again and see if I'll get the same sensation again. And then you go and try it again. Oh, that thing is very nice. And then, what are you doing? Before you realize it's becoming a lifestyle that you can't get rid of, it's best not to try at all. Protect yourself. The best defense is not trying it. So some of us have reached this point in our life where, just like the men of Judah said, the work is too much. Now we've reached this part where it's good for us to give in rather than to push it. But I want to encourage all of us, you can't give in. You can't give in. The work that God has given us to do on this earth needs to continue. Imagine if Jesus gave in when he got to the cross after all that he had gone through, the whips and everything. He got to the cross and he said, look, the whips are enough. I'm not going to die. You know, it's all right. Okay, I will get healing. They will touch me. They will mend my sores for me and all that. But I won't die on the cross. Can you imagine if we would all be sitting here saved? No. Children, who is Jesus Christ? Who can tell me about Jesus here? Oh, one hand is up. What's your name, please?
Noah.
Sorry?
Noah.
All right, tell me about Jesus.
Jesus Christ is our Father, he's our Savior, and he is the one that he made us, and if he wouldn't, we wouldn't be standing here right now.
Thank you. So when you feel like giving up, let Jesus be your example. He's your savior. He died. This guy died. There was so much work to be done, and he didn't give up on it. Whatever God has laid on your heart to do, you can't give up on it. Keep pushing forward. Keep pressing forward. And if it is a sin in your life, get rid of it. It's not easy. It's easy to be said, right? Oh, I'm going to stop this thing. I'm going to stop that. But the reality of it is you do it for the first 3 days. Oh, I like fasting. And sometimes when you choose to fast, I have 21 days fasting. And then the first 3 days goes really well. Like, you know. And then you've done 7 days. Oh, that's really good. Then the ninth day when you're walking past this restaurant and you smell the food, you're like, man, I can break fast. You know, I have fasted from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's okay, right? I can break at lunch. And you go to work and your colleagues, I mean, it's somebody's birthday and he brings this best cake from this best making place, from Cake Boss, or from Senangros or whatever, Calandros. And you're like, man, this cake looks good, but you are fasting. You are in the middle of your fast. Children of God, the men of Judah were tired, and this challenge was from within. The enemy will use yourself to mess up what God wants to do in your life. And so be watchful when you get to that place where you are like, I'm tired. Yes, but what do you do when you are tired? What do you do when you're tired? The Lord Jesus says, call on me and I will answer. My yoke is light. Whatever that you are going through, wherever you are that you are tired, Jesus says his yoke is light. His burden is light. He can help you. You see, when you call him, he will strengthen you. He will strengthen you. And which is why it's important to spend time at his feet. Stay in his word. Keep praying. Keep trusting him. And he will give you strength. He will bring the right people around you. He will give you the courage you need. He will take you through the difficult time because Jesus has experienced it before and he understands. He understands us. So always go to him. The next challenge I want to talk about is the challenge from the outside. The enemy's plan, a surprise attack. But I will not go into it because I want us to have a short time here today. I mean, we've had a blessed time. But what you can go away with today is this. When you are tired, don't give up. Don't give up. We all know how the end. Because it's a story, we know how it ends. They built the walls of Jerusalem. They built it. And they celebrated God. You see, all that we are going through, all the effort we are making now, it is so that God will be glorified in the end. And so we cannot give up in the middle. Yeah? And I will always tell you this, men and women of West Hudson Christian Center, our purpose hasn't even started. If you think you have arrived, you've missed it. It hasn't started at all. What God can use us for, we haven't even grasped the surface of it yet. I mean, when you hear of how God is using other people and what God is doing in other people's life, if we avail ourselves and trust him, he would do even, you see, they that know their Lord, they would do exploits. He would do mighty things with us. Kearney will know that there are Christians in Kearney. So don't give up yet. Yeah? This rebuilding work, don't give up yet. When we call for men to come together, men, come. When we call for women, come. Women, come. Your breakfast is coming up May 5th. I've told you I've invited myself already. My wife keep telling me, you've invited yourself for a women meeting. I said, yes, I'll be there. I'll be there. Oh, it's unfortunate. Yeah, if I get a quilt, right? Babe, should I wear a kilt? You know? But the point is this. When we call everyone, let's all come together. You might be tired. We thank God. Didn't the music ministry do awesome work? Let's give them a clap in the house. Let's give them a clap in the house. 24 hours of singing and praising God, and I tell you, it's not easy. There are sometimes I would look at our praise leaders and I'll be like, man, they need God. And I kept on speaking in tongues, Lord, strengthen them. Lord, strengthen them. But the marathon has come to an end. And this whole atmosphere feels different today because we have spent time in the presence of the Father. God bless them. God bless all of us. So let's keep it going. Yeah? There is more that is coming. We they got to halfway and they got tired. We haven't started. We haven't started. I was speaking to a sister, a ministry leader yesterday. I said, my dear sister, the work hasn't started. It hasn't started. But we can gradually fulfill it and finish it. Don't be tired yet. Yeah? Don't give up yet. If you're giving up, run to the word of God. Lord Jesus says, come to me. Pray. Spend time with God. Look for a fellow Christian who can stand with you and encourage you in prayer. I'm going to end here, and from next week, we will do a proper look at everything, but you will see how Nehemiah again prayed. It's all about prayer, because when we go to him in prayer, he gives us what we need to live for him. Glory to God. And so shall we please close our eyes? I just want to share a short prayer with us. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and we give you honor. Thank you for this opportunity to know you. We thank you for what you're doing with us here. Thank you for our children. Lord, we pray that this word will sink into us. You will help us to live this life and to bring glory to your name in the end. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to take our offering now.